Australian female cricketers are celebrating a new parental leave policy. It includes 12 months of paid leave and a guaranteed contract extension the year after. Cricket Australia says players will also be supported to return to the game any time after giving birth, and travel and accommodation will be covered for a support person until their child is 4 years old. Stephanie Smale reports.
Former Australian cricketer Sarah Elliott returned to the field 8 weeks after the birth of her first son, breastfeeding him in breaks during the 2013 Ashes tour. Her family travelled with her, but they often had to cover the costs themselves.
Whether they'd pay for the accommodation or whether I'd have to pay for it. Sometimes a car was provided, sometimes not. We certainly paid flights. The support afterwards would have been massively helpful.
Cricket Australia's parental leave policy will now cover those costs for a support person until a cricketer's child is 4 years old. The policy is the result of 3 years of work by the Australian Cricketers Association and players. Under the plan, female cricketers on maternity leave will keep their existing pay for 12 months and be guaranteed another year of employment on or off the field the year after that. Sarah Elliott says she found out she was expecting her second son at the start of a playing season, and the option to shift to an off-field role during her pregnancy would have helped a lot.
That was a pretty stressful time in terms of just feeling respected and valued, I guess, in terms of what was my role. I was on contract, but you know, the coaching staff were nervous about me being around the group in case I got hit with a ball.
Marion Baird is a professor of gender and employment relations at the University of Sydney. She describes the policy as a breakthrough for sporting industries, but also the broader corporate world.
That's a very high standard, and there are very few other employers who are paying that.
She says the return to work rights are significant.
To be able to know that you can return to work at the same level and have that guarantee for a year, both of pay and position, that is a real bonus and says to the players that they are important. It says to any employee that they are important.
Marion Baird points out if Cricket Australia wanted to take an even more groundbreaking step, they would make the full parental leave policy available for both parents, not just the female players. But she acknowledges the policy's 3 weeks paid leave for partners is about 50% better than most employers are paying. Australian cricketer Alyssa Healy says the policy offers female players job security and reassures them they can continue their dream career and have a family.
For me personally, it's motivating me to potentially play a little bit longer than what I always dreamed of.
Cricket Australia's parental leave policy will be officially launched tomorrow.
That report from Stephanie Smale and the ABC Grandstand team.